Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Bidenomics has officially imploded, and his cast of characters in his economically bereft Kabul have caused the inflation rate to now soar to 9.1%. And, of course, the White House is playing this down. We'll get into how they're trying to spin this. But I want everybody to remember something very clearly. We once had inflation at 8.8%. And when it went down to 8.7%, the Biden administration was taking a victory lap, saying that 0.1% was proof. Proof beyond a shadow of a doubt. Things were heading in the right direction. That 0.1 meant everything. Now they're going to tell you that it's 9.1, which is literally 4.4% higher. That doesn't mean much. That really, that's not staggering. That's not a large percentage. I mean, folks, it's getting to the point now where if you do not understand what's happening in this country, if you do not understand that these ridiculous economic policies and other policies, foreign policies and other policies are destroying the economy of this country, then I have no idea how you function as a human being from day to day, because it's as obvious as it can possibly be, and you don't need a degree in economics to understand when you go to the grocery store, everything is higher. When you go get gas, it's higher. When you go to get goods and services, everything is higher, and your paycheck isn't. Matter of fact, paychecks have dropped. That's right. Remember when this administration said, we're going to make sure everybody gets a fair living wage? Well, it turns out it's dropped. And if you think that's dropped, your buying power has dropped marketably. And by your buying power, I mean for every dollar that you earn, what you're able to buy with that dollar. Doesn't take a genius to figure out that when gas was $2 a gallon, if you were making $10 an hour even, you're able to buy 5 gallons of gas for an hour's worth of work. Right? You're now barely able to buy 2. That's what your buying power has been reduced to. And what's caused this? Well, according to Joe Biden and the administration, it's all Putin's fault. And then when it's not Putin's fault, it's greedy corporations' fault. And then when it's not a greedy corporation's fault, it's gas station owners and grocery store owners' fault. They have not got the ability to look themselves in the eye, in the mirror, and say, we blew it. Yeah, Janet Yellen said, I made a mistake. The inflation would be transitory. Well, that's because you have no qualifications. That's because you're just some dumb person who Joe Biden threw in there, clueless to how the economy works, and you think that you can buy your way out of inflation. This is the fault of this administration. And I fear to tell you that it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. Now, the first thing you're going to hear coming out of the Biden administration is these numbers do not reflect today because gas has went down. Correct. Gas has went down, what, 25 cents, 30 cents, depending on where you live? Folks, they're taking a victory lap over gas going down 30 cents. How much did it go up before it came down 30 cents? This is the old bait and switch that I warned you about when gas was just starting to go up and it was only like $2.50 a gallon. I told you what they were going to do. They're going to raise this to a level where you can't really afford it. You're just about ready to throw your hands in the air and say, I guess I'm going to have to walk to work. And then they're going to lower it 25 or 30 cents and take a big victory lap saying, see how much we reduced your gas? No, actually, you increased it by double. That's the old bait and switch that the Democratic Party constantly do. Let's use a metaphor for it. How about if you went to a dollar store and you said everything is a dollar? Yes. And then the next day they said everything is $2. Then everything's $3. Then everything's $4. Pretty soon everything's $8. And then they say, well, we've heard you. We've heard your displeasure with us. So from now on, everything is $7. And you say, yay, we win. They lowered the prices. No, they're still $6 higher than they were. You won nothing. Well, that's what this administration did. This administration artificially drove gas prices as high as they possibly could so that then when things looked bleak and they were facing this these midterm elections, they could drive it down 50 cents or so and say, see all you people, we're working hard for you. When in reality, just a few years ago, folks, you were paying $2 a gallon. Your dollar went farther. And I warned everyone about this. Everyone who said to me, but Marcus, how can a family man or a woman survive at McDonald's on $11 an hour? They must give them a fair wage. They must raise it to 15 or 20 to say, welcome to McDonald's, can I take your order, and then get the damn thing wrong. And I told you what was going to happen because it's as obvious as it can possibly be. If you force these people to pay that kind of wage, they are going to increase the price of their goods and services. They are going to hire less people. They are going to try to get more qualified people. They're not going to hire some kid off a bus. And you're going to wind up with a whole bunch of people on the unemployment line. You're going to wind up with prices soaring. And you're going to wind up with an inflation. It's not the amount of money that you make. It's the amount of buying power the dollar actually holds. We could all survive perfectly fine on $5 an hour if gas was a dime. And rent was $100, right? So it really doesn't matter. So it's just an illusion when they say, well, you're making more money. Yeah. But break it down, folks, and you will find out that your buying power is less now than it's ever been. So that minimal raise that you got, whether it's $2 or $3 even, it's not taking you anywhere. You're worse off. If you went back and said, take away my raise, but bring back the prices of 2019, 2018, you'd see. You'd be much better off. Now, the worst is yet to come because a lot of these gas prices that they're taking a victory lap on, they're going to go right back up. There were some gas tax holidays, and they released some stuff from the Federal Reserve. And it lowered the gas prices marginally, and it's going to for a little while. Wait until winter comes, and you're going to need to fill up your oil tank. Wait. There are going to be people who are going to have to make a decision between staying warm and eating. And I want you to remember that this is the party that says we're for the little guy. Well, who do you think's being hurt right now? You think if you're making $500,000 a year, you really care if gas is $5 a gallon? Do you really think you care what the price of eggs are? Do you really think if your rent goes up $1,000 a month that you really are like, oh, my God, what can I do? No, you don't. You don't give one damn. You know who does? The people who are just barely making it with their paycheck as they were. And now they're taking a look and saying, I can't make a living here. I can't cut it. The amount of money you need to make to survive in this country, just basically survive, and put food on your table and a roof over your head, has substantially increased. And the wages have not caught up to that. So now you're going to have people literally saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's going to get worse. And here's why it's going to get worse. We have not yet hit the harvest season, folks, which means that the farmers have not yet harvested their crops. When they do, you're going to find out that, A, their fertilizer went up so high. The diesel that is used to run their tractors and their machines and everything on the farm has skyrocketed. Do you think they're going to sell those products for the same price? They can't. They're not greedy. They're trying to eke out a living, too. And they cannot continue to pay the amounts, the rising amounts for their fertilizer, for their diesel, and say, but we're going to sell it at the same price. So guess who that gets passed on to? That's going to get passed on to you. And you're going to see the price of grain and milk and vegetables and everything skyrocket. Because it has to. What choice do they have? What would you do in that situation? And then you have a president who's pointing fingers saying, they're just greedy. No, they're not greedy. They're trying to eke out a living. You're greedy. It's your administration that's pulling the strings on this. Every single person, even the woke, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, all of these people are beginning to wake up and say, wait, this is bad. What the hell is going on? Well, I'll tell you what the hell is going on. You are handing out stimulus checks like candy, printing money like and spending it like drunken sailors, and still wanted to spend more. Remember when Joe Biden looked the American people in the eye and said, if we pass this stimulus bill, which is going to be billions of dollars, it's actually going to drive inflation down. You'll see. So it got passed, right? And what happened? A form of it got passed anyway. And inflation is skyrocketing. Can you imagine if they got the second one? You better thank Joe Manchin and a few other people for blocking that. Or what do you think the inflation rate would be now? You know yourself. If you bring home a paycheck and you're barely making it and you're in the red, the answer is not to buy more stuff. The answer isn't to spend more. And the American people are starting to show that now. And so now what we're seeing is we're seeing less actual stimulus of the economy because people are saying, I'm eating out less. I'm going to try to make it another couple of months with my current shoes or my wardrobe. I'm not traveling outside the area too far because gas is at a maximum. And we're beginning to see the effects of this, folks. 9.1%, and I have a newsflash for you. That is a false number. That is a false number. The number is actually way, way, way higher. Way higher. Wholesale inflation, if you want to go by that number, 11.3%. That's right. Wholesale prices accelerated in June. To 11.3%. Can you imagine? 11.3%. Did your salary go up this month? No. Folks, this is unsustainable. And everyone knows it. The panic button is being hit. You're just not seeing it. The White House is going to come out with smiles and say, gas went down 30 cents. You can see it with your own eyes, folks. Don't worry about these numbers. But behind the scenes, they're panicking. They clearly understand that the American people cannot continue on this path. There are too many people who are what you would call lower middle income. And when lower middle income begins to feel the strain, what do you think low income does? What do you think happens to those people? Remember, this is supposed to be the party of the little guy, right? This isn't the party of Bill Gates. This isn't the party that caters to billionaires, right? Well, what do you think is happening to these people who are making $600-$700 a week? What do you think is happening to those people? Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that you make, I don't know, what do you want to say, $700 a week? Okay, well, by the time you get done grocery shopping, paying your rent or your mortgage, paying your car insurance, paying for gas to be put in your car, paying your electric bill, which has skyrocketed, paying to heat your house, which has skyrocketed, how much money do you have left over? How much money do you have to say, guess I'll go hit that $12 a ticket movie. Guess I'll go spend $80 on a concert ticket. I guess I'll go buy myself a new wardrobe. You don't have it. So then those places that sell the clothing say, gee, we're seeing a market reduction in how much clothing we're selling. We're not making the profit we used to make. Yeah, we've had to raise our prices, and I guess it's affecting us because they're not buying it. Wages are going down, and the prices are going up. What do you think that causes? Do you think that causes people to buy more stuff or less? When people start to panic like this, you know what they do? They hoard their money. Rightfully so. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but that's what people do. They say, oh, man, hard times are coming, and it could get worse. Yeah, we were going to take the family out to eat tonight. I think I'm just going to put that money in my sock. Yeah, we were going to take a trip this weekend. I think we're just going to stay home and save that money and hoard that money for worse time, just in case things get tighter. That's common sense. Wouldn't you do that? And when you do that, times 100,000, a million people, how much less money is going into the economy? How much? And then who's driving the economy? Just the uber rich who are still buying things? You can't have this. Can't have this, folks. This is a disastrous number. There are people who can't even afford their rent. Rent is now going up because the landlords are saying, well, there's a lot more to our insurance, although we have to provide a lot more. We're going to have to raise the rents. We can't make ends meet on what we're charging for our rent. People cannot afford this. The very, very first duty of any administration is to make sure their people are as prosperous and have the things that they need as possibly can. This administration is not taking them into consideration. You know what this administration is busy doing? Trying to stop Donald Trump from running for office. They don't care that somebody making $500 a week is not going to be able to afford to get to work, much less heat their house, much less put groceries on their table. They don't care. What they care about is spending more of your taxpayer money on ridiculous charades and kangaroo courts that are more Stalinistic than American, and trying to convince everybody Donald Trump's evil. We know that when he was in office, you could afford all kinds of things and the economy was great, but he's a bad guy. But Joe's a good guy. I know gas has doubled, almost tripled. I know the cost of everything is up by 10, 11, 12, 15, up to 30%. I know we've never been in a worse position with our foreign policy. But he's a good guy, though. Well, let's examine. Is Joe Biden a good guy? Because that's what I heard from stupid idiots like Lindsey Graham, by the way, who, if you continue to vote for this man and you're a Republican, you should have your head examined. I've known Joe Biden a long time, and he's just a wonderful guy. He's a great guy, just a wonderful guy, very honest guy. Yeah, the kind of guy that calls up his son after telling the American people, I've never had any talks with Hunter Biden about any of his business deals, and says, hey, son, I think you're in the clear. I just heard the story that's coming out. It looks like it's going to kind of clear you up. Yeah, he's a good guy, Lindsey. He's such a good guy that his own son apparently has a nickname for him. You want to know what the nickname is, folks? Because it was found. Apparently 4chan somehow got into the cloud storage and got Hunter Biden's phone records and some of the texts and things, and he has a really nice nickname for his dad. The nickname is Pedo Pete. He's a nice guy, though, Lindsey. Real nice guy. I mean, we cannot make this up, folks, and we cannot look the other way anymore either. Joe Biden's not a nice guy. Now, he may have been moderate. This is the same Joe Biden, by the way. I can play you a tape of Joe Biden saying, I've just passed a law that if you have a crack rock the size of a quarter, you're going to jail for a minimum amount of time, prison. For a minimum amount of time, and no judge can reduce that sentence, this is the sentence you're going to have. Why isn't your son in jail? 20 of them. So by your own law, by the own standards that you attempted to set, your son should be in jail, in prison. He's not. But Joe's a good guy. You know what would happen if this was Trump? They'd say, yeah, you know why his son's not in jail? Because he's the right color. If that was a black kid, he'd be in jail. How come you're not saying that about Joe Biden? How come you're not saying that Joe Biden's laws really put more African-American people in jail than anyone ever? And Kamala Harris went right along with it, all the while laughing about, yeah, I smoke pot too, but I'm not going to prison. Only the urban youth are going to prison for that. Yeah, I'm prosecuting them all. But on the weekends, I'm lighting up. These are the people you put in office. You put them there. You didn't put Kamala Harris there, but you technically did. Because you knew who Joe Biden was going to pick, and you voted for Joe Biden. So let's get this straight. You voted for a man that Lindsey Graham says is a wonderful, kind, warm, caring, nice guy. He's doubled your gas, if not tripled it. Inflation is out of control. He's allowed Putin to wage war in the Ukraine that's killed I don't know how many people. He's attempting to shut down the entire fossil fuel industry, which will cripple this country permanently. He's apparently taking showers with his daughter at 10 years old, 9 years old. He apparently has a son who clearly thinks he's a pedophile. And he has a son who's a crack addict who's paying for Russian hookers, who are probably white slavery victims, to be delivered to his hotel with his dad's credit card. That sound like nice guys to you? I hope it does, because you're the ones who put him in office, right? And you're the ones that's saying, uh-huh, if you think the election in any way wasn't fair, you're a conspiracy theorist. Just like you're a conspiracy theorist if you thought COVID came out of the Wuhan lab. Oh, it did? Just like you're a conspiracy theorist if you think Hunter Biden's laptop is real and not Russian propaganda. Oh, it is real? Just like you're a conspiracy theorist, if you think that the FISA warrant that was issued on behalf of the FBI for Donald Trump was not paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign. Oh, it was? I'm running out of conspiracy theories, folks, because they're all being proven fact. Now here's where we're going to go down a rabbit hole. And I know a lot of you people believe in some of this, and I know a lot of you people say this is hogwash, and I'm not taking a side. I'm just going to ask a question. Remember when there was a huge conspiracy theory that a certain pizzeria in Washington was running a child sex ring out of it that was procuring young children for high-ranking politicians and dignitaries and famous people? And everyone said, how crazy is that? The craziest thing. I've never heard of such crazy nonsense conspiracy theories. And then Jeffrey Epstein happened. And Jeffrey Epstein took his life in his cell. And then there was nothing to see here. Both guards fell asleep. None of the cameras worked. He didn't have a sheet that was actually capable of hanging himself, but he's dead. But you're a conspiracy theorist if you think they killed him. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist if you think that island really existed where he had young girls there. Oh, the FBI raided it and they found stuff? Oh, all involving young girls who were being procured? For Washington dignitaries? Oh, Hunter Biden's laptop may have illegal underage pornography on it, and his nickname for his father is Pedo Pete? Oh, Joe took showers with his daughter inappropriately when she was a child? Sound like a conspiracy theory now? Does it sound like that's impossible? I'm not saying it's true. I'm asking a question. Does that sound like it's impossible now? Because it sounds pretty possible to me. And somebody better take a damn hard look at it, just like this January 6th hearing, folks. Oh, if you think for one moment that Donald Trump was innocent in this, he was behind the whole thing. And then all we have is hearsay evidence, third-hand evidence, and one name you will not hear, folks, at this hearing, one witness you will not hear testify, the man by the name of Ray Epps, who was clearly on camera telling people they must go into the Capitol, known by the FBI, on film doing it. He's not being charged. He's not being interviewed. He's not being detained. He's not being questioned. And this has led even Airhead, Ocasio-Cortez, to say, well, maybe some of the cops were Trump supporters and there was some kind of a deal worked out with the police and some of the rioters because, yes, some of the police do appear to be waving people in. Alexandria, we'll get to you in a minute. You're too dumb for politics. You go away. I know you fit the suit. You're like Greg Brady on the Brady Bunch, right? You fit the suit. You have no idea what we're talking about. But you've inadvertently stumbled upon something, and that is you're damn right the police waved people in. But it wasn't because they had some kind of a Donald Trump fetish where, oh, we're gonna show these people. You know why they let them in? Because they were told to. And they weren't told to by the Republican Party. You wait and see. People are going to call that a conspiracy theory. Oh, you mean to tell me the Democratic Party had agent provocateurs out there trying to stir up the Trump supporters so they would come in and this whole thing would get into a big brouhaha and nobody would really dig deep into the voting issues? Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. That's exactly what I'm telling you. Otherwise, explain to me why Nancy Pelosi and crew would not accept the National Guard that Trump offered. Knowing there was going to be that many people there, knowing there was a very good chance it was going to get rowdy, how come you would not do that? How come you were not questioning Ray Epps? How come you're not doing 100 things that you could have done to stop that? And more importantly, why aren't you bringing these police officers up and saying, why did you wave people into the Capitol? You have no idea how deep this rabbit hole goes. The problem is, we as American citizens always think, oh, It can't be that conspiratorial. It can't go that deep. This sounds like a science fiction thing or a story written by some spy novelist somewhere. Well, I'm just asking the questions. Does Jeffrey Epstein exist? Yes. Is there a very, very good chance he was murdered because he had the names of people on the tip of his tongue? Yes. Was his procurer of these young girls and groomer arrested along with him and currently in prison? Yes. Does Hunter Biden have a nickname for his father that indicates he likes very young girls? Yes. Is there things on Hunter Biden's lap that indicates that he likes very young girls? Yes. So you're telling me it's a huge conspiracy theory that there might be a business somewhere that this illegal activity is run out of so that people can procure what they're looking for? That would be like saying, it's a conspiracy theory that there's a drug house. I mean, if people want drugs, they just go on the street and I guess they find some guy selling it. No one would ever actually set up a house with drugs in it. There's no such thing as that. No? Folks, you have no idea how deep this goes. And I'm telling you that that is why they need to stop Donald Trump so badly, because Donald Trump does know how deep this goes. And the second term of a Donald Trump presidency would have revealed it, and they knew it. So they went to the most elaborate lengths ever seen in the history of the United States to make sure that man did not get into office, because it's self-preservation. The same reason someone most likely went into Jeffrey Epstein's cell and murdered him is the same reason they could not allow Donald Trump to be in office, not just because of underage girls, but because of all kinds of other scams, all kinds of other illegal activities, all kinds of other money laundering and everything else that was going on. When Donald Trump said he was going to drain the swamp, was the one thing he said that was wrong. Because if he drained the swamp, only a handful of people in Washington would survive. And that's from both parties. Trust me. That's from both parties. Now, we just saw this new gun law, bipartisan gun bill passed, right? Make sure you look very carefully and closely at the Republican names that are on there. And make sure you keep right on voting for them. Because according to them, your constitutional rights are not guaranteed. And according to them, that's what the Supreme Court said when they said that you couldn't murder a baby. And yes, I said murder a baby, and I'll tell you why I said murder a baby. Because just yesterday, I saw someone questioned from the left who was just asked a very simple question. Is infanticide wrong? Is it wrong to deliver the baby and then abort it, technically murder it? Couldn't answer the question. It depends. No, it doesn't depend. It does not depend. Because even by the farthest left version of when life actually exists, I would imagine that when you're outside of the womb, it's pretty hard argument that it doesn't. But they want to take it even farther than that. Pretty soon you can have a 6-month trial, right? Yeah, take your kid home for 6 months. If it screams too much, hollers too much, bring it back and we'll do something with it. No worries. I mean, if you left it in the cradle by itself, it's going to die. It's not like it can sustain life by itself. Well, of course it can. Who's going to feed it? Who's going to change it? Who's going to make sure it's hydrated? So I guess it can't sustain life by itself. So, hey, 6 months, 8 months, wow, what the hell, man? Bring it back. I mean, how far are you going to take this? So now getting back to this economy, let me tell you that it is not a conspiracy theory necessarily to say they are trying to bring about the ruination of our financial system. You know, liberal world order, right? Isn't that what they said? They said, not me, they said it. Ruin our financial systems. Collapse it. We'll start over. Remember when Joe Biden said we're going to have a long, dark, cold winter? Well, you're going to have a longer, darker, colder winter coming up, folks. Money is going to be tighter than you've ever seen it. Goods and services are going to be higher than you can possibly imagine. Businesses are going to go under, and the reason businesses are going to go under is they're not going to be able to sustain themselves. If you back me into a corner where I can no longer sell my goods at a price that people are interested in buying them, what is it that you want me to do? Well, I'm making $1.50 on every one of these I sell, and you've gotten me to the point now where I'm making 50 cents. I can't do it. There's no point in me making 50 cents. So I either got to raise it a dollar or go out of business. And if I raise it a dollar and people say that's outrageous, I'm not paying an extra dollar for that, then I guess I'm out of business. It's just unreal. Stagflation is going to hit really soon and probably a recession. People are going to start laying people off. I'm already seeing it. I'm already going into stores and I'm seeing, oh my goodness, there's only one register open where there's a human being, and you've now installed all kinds of self-checkout things. Yeah. No, there's just one or two employees in this whole entire store. You see, it's like a big snowball, folks. I was talking to someone, I will not mention the store, but it's a store that's probably near you. It's a franchise store that's popping up one right after the other, right after the other. Everywhere. And I got to be friends with one of the managers. And I said, geez, your prices are really raising. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, but we're making the same amount of money. This is just what we now have to buy it for higher, so we have to pass it on to the consumer to make the same amount of money. Well, one night I went in there, and there's probably 40 people in line. There's one person cashing out. And I said, okay, well, why didn't you just add another person? Isn't there someone working here that can come to the register? And they said, no, no one's working here. I'm here alone. I'm running the whole store by myself. When there isn't anyone in line, then I go try to unpack things and put them on the shelves. One person working an entire store with 40 people in it. So what does that do? Well, I'll tell you what it does. People scope that store out and they say, there's not a damn soul working here except the person at the register. There's no way in heaven or hell they're ever going to know if I steal stuff, so they'll steal it. And then when the theft goes up to a certain amount, they say, we have to raise our prices more to compensate for the theft. And the theft increases because the people can't afford the goods. And before you know it, you have stores on the verge of bankruptcy. It's like a big snowball rolling downhill. When times were good, just a couple of years ago, you'd walk into any store and there was people behind the counters. Now it's true. You can go to some of these stores now and they have big signs, help wanted. They can't even get the help. They can't even get the help. You know why? Because some of these people are making just as much money to stay home. So they're saying, well, let's see. I can make a dollar more to an hour, basically, to stay home than I am working a 40-hour week or a 35-hour week. If I figure it out monthly, and they're going to take that in taxes anyway, so I guess I'll sit home and work on my golf game or work on my poetry or take up a hobby and let the government feed me like a house cat. Can't have this, folks. You can't have it. I have seen the change in many, many, many people since these lockdowns have occurred and subsequently have been lifted. And there's a heavy depression. There's a lack of self-worth. There's a lack of even caring anymore among people. This was not happening a couple of years ago. People were in a better situation. And before anyone says, any liberal out there says, well, all that Trump's tax cuts helped was the uber rich. It didn't. Well, I'm not uber rich, folks. And it helped me a lot. Saved me thousands. So don't tell me that. Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. You have no idea. While you're sitting up there making $1 million to goof off and do exactly F all, you got people who are struggling to make a living or busting their ass to do as good as they can. And when they do get a little help, you say, ah, that's marginal and it didn't mean anything and it mostly went to the big shots. No, it didn't. The real trouble is this. Everyone who is against prospering as American citizens, and I'm not just saying Democrats because there are some Republicans right along with them, are trying so hard to convince the American people that Donald Trump will not be the right person, because you know why? He is the right person. They saw what he did and they said, oh my God, he's given the power back to the people. They're actually prospering. They're actually happy. They're actually making money. However, will we be their masters if that's the case? Stop that man. Stop that man immediately. So they convinced you all that he's evil and horrible and terrible and racist and misogynistic and he's this and he's that and he's the other thing. Meanwhile, Lindsey Graham can get on television and smile and say, Joe Biden, such a nice guy. Such a wonderful human being. Makes me sick. Everyone prospering under a Donald Trump presidency. And the numbers bear me out, by the way. It's just not me guessing at that. Go take a look at the numbers. How are we doing now with inflation at 9.1%, really more than 11%, and rising? You better off? You better off with Smiling Joe, who just told the people of Israel to celebrate the Holocaust? That's right. That's what he said. A cognitively declined old man who was used by the left as a figurehead to push their liberal world order is now in office. He's not controlling anything. He's not running anything. They're putting the clothes on him, pushing him in the right direction and telling him with notes that we have clearly seen, you enter the room, you wave to the left first and then the right, you sit down in the chair, you say the following. Is that normal? You think that's normal? You think that they need to do that for a president who's not cognitively declined? Why would they? Any idiot would know you walk in the room, you wave at the people, you sit down in a chair. You need that written down, do you? Yeah, he does. I mean, it's to the point of elder abuse. You have to understand that these people are ruthless. They are so ruthless, they will do whatever. And if it means propping that old man up like Weekend at Bernie, they will do it. Because they have a huge agenda. And I got news, folks. Trump was the cog in the wheel that blew that agenda. Hillary Clinton was supposed to be in office and running the show. And it was going to be full steam ahead on the liberal world order. And then Trump put the cog in the wheel. And unlike some Republicans who would have just done 4 years and said, well, we're going to do a little of this and a little of that. No, he took major action. He took actions that people said, well, we've been trying for years to do this, and it's really just impossible. We're at loggerheads, and no one's really ever going to be able to get this solved. Well, Trump solved it. Well, we got this done. We got that done. We got this done. And pretty soon people were saying, well, he's making us look like a complete idiot. People are prospering. People are seeing that things can really get done in government. We can't have this because we need the people subservient to us and reliant upon us. They can't prosper on their own. If they prosper on their own, our jobs are in jeopardy. We need them to cling to us for their very survival, or we might be out on our butt. That's why they're trying to stop them again, folks. That's what this January 6th hearing is about. not about an insurrection. You know there was no insurrection. I know there was no insurrection. You know Donald Trump did not say, take up arms and head for the Capitol. We're taking our country back. I mean, that's what an insurrection is, folks. None of that happened. So all of this money that all I hear about with the liberals is all this money could go to helping the poor and helping the needy and helping this. How about all this money that you're blowing on this kangaroo court? How about all that money? Where could that go to help poor people? You don't give one damn about the poor people. You give one damn about one thing, and that is staying in power and being the elitist rulers of a mob like a rooster ruling a chicken coop. That's what you want. Well, you may get your wish because inflation is so high at this point that you're going to see people say, it's almost irrelevant for me to work. I'm better off going on welfare. I'll get food stamps. I'll get this. I'll get that. I'll be better off. I can't work for the wages that these companies are going to offer me, that these stores are going to offer me, because it's not going to allow me to live. It's not going to allow me to pay my rent and pay my bills and put food on the table. That's what they want. Because then they control you. It's much like when you're in your parents' house. You want to stay in my house and we're going to feed you and keep a roof over your head, then it's my rule. And you're a kid and you're like, well, okay, I have no place to go and nobody to feed me, so I guess it's going to have to be their rules. Correct? That's what they want, folks. 9.1%. You know when the last time it was anywhere close to this high? Was it like in the 81 or something like that? 50 years ago? Before anybody could even remember? Oh, but Joe Biden says, it's okay. You're going to see. You're going to see how wonderful it's going to be for all of the lower income people. We're going to solve all these problems. Where's the solution, Joe? You're 2 years into your presidency. Where the hell is the solution? You're not even admitting there's a problem. See, that is the major problem, folks. If the Biden administration were at least honest and came out and said, this is unacceptable. Some of the people that we have put into positions of power are obviously not doing their job. They're fired. And we're replacing them. We understand that we got a major problem on our hands. And we're going to have to solve this immediately. There's things that could be done. The supply chain is a huge problem. The gasoline prices are a huge problem. But you won't drill on federal land. You won't allow that to happen. Stop spending your money on bullshit. Get the people back to work. Stop spending crazy money on nonsense. There are people who are going to have to choose between heating their house and eating, and you want to give hundreds of millions of dollars to make a golf course somewhere in some senator's state because he promised somebody who gave him campaign money. You think that's cool? You think that's okay? Because that's what's happening. I'm not making that up. Go take a look at things that are tacked onto some of these bills. Because you obviously, if you don't get that, you don't know how Washington works. They'll say, we're passing a bill on COVID relief for people who could not work during the COVID pandemic, and they desperately need this money. So we want $2 billion, half a billion of which is going to that. The rest is going to all of our lobbyists and all of our interests and all the people who donated to our campaigns who want to build a golf course, want to build a fish hatchery, want something for the arts, want to do gender research studies. That's where the majority of the money is going. So picture it this way. You're a little kid and you tell your dad, well, I need $10 to go on a field trip. When it was really $2 for the bus. And you put the other $8 in your pocket and you go spend it on whatever the hell you want to spend it on. Well, that's exactly what was happening up on Capitol Hill, and it still is. But nobody bothers to read what else is in the program. They're just like, this is COVID relief. If you vote against this, you're heartless. You're telling the people who had to leave their jobs due to COVID, go starve. No, the people who are putting this in the bill are the heartless ones. Because if they weren't heartless, they'd say every dime of this money is going to COVID relief. Remember when Donald Trump did that? Donald Trump called their bluff. They said, we want this much check, $1,400, for each and every American. And Donald Trump said, I'll one-up you, $2,000 for each and every American. Nothing else in the bill. Projects, no money going anywhere else. The only thing that's going to go to anything is COVID relief. Every penny of the money we're going to allot goes to the American people for COVID relief. All $2,000 each. No money for art programs. No money for golf courses and fish hatcheries and other studies. You put one thing in the bill. COVID relief. You know what the Democrats said? Outrageous. We're not doing it. Then we just won't give the American people anything. So who really is the heartless one? Bet you didn't know that happened. And for the people who do know it happened, I bet you forgot. I bet you forgot that Donald Trump one-upped them and was going to give the American people an extra $600 apiece. And the Democratic Party said, unless we can sweeten the pot with all of our pet programs, we're not going to give the American people a dime. Then we'll just sit on it and say, no, you don't get any money. And we'll blame you, Trump, and we'll blame the Republicans, and you'll look like idiots. It's a scam, folks. It's like when you get called up by those police benevolent society and say, would you like to donate to the police benevolent society? Could you donate maybe $50? And, yeah, they give the police like a dollar, and they put $49 in their damn pocket. They don't even have any affiliation to the police. But you can't arrest them because they really are giving the police a percentage of it. They're just not giving them a very high percentage of it. It's a scam. All of these bills and crap that they're passing are scams because they put so much pork in it. And you pay for it. I fear to tell you this is going to get very, very, very ugly. We're near the middle of July now and we're rapidly going to be seeing the fall and winter coming. I see no way that gas is going to go below 470, 480, and it'll probably rise again. You'll probably see gas hit $5 again. What do you think that's going to do to your fuel oil? Wait till the harvest season comes and the farmers have to harvest their crops and send them to market. See what that does to the price of your produce. See what that does to the price of your meats. Priced out of the market. The American people are making their paycheck stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch. And when that happens, the very first people who are eliminated are the people who have businesses that aren't what you'd call necessities. It's not a necessity that you go in into a fast food restaurant and have a burger. You could buy a hamburger at home and cook it. It's not a necessity that you go buy a video game, so video game stores close down. It's not a necessity that you buy things from Bed Bath & Beyond, and soaps and lotions and things. Those are not necessities, so you don't buy them anymore. And the next thing you know, those stores are, okay, well, we're hurting, so what do we do? I guess we'll lay off some employees. What else can we do? We're not busy. And the employees, they go looking for another job. And you know what they hear? We're not busy. I don't know. We're not really hiring right now. And then what do? They run to the government and say, I can't find a job. I got to go on unemployment welfare. Can't seem to find anything. And before I close this show, I just wanted to say one thing because you're not going to hear this on the news. This big, big investigation into whether border agents whipped migrants with whips that Joe Biden said they will pay. This is the most barbaric. Remember when he said that? Barbaric. And Kamala Harris likened it to slavery and said, when have we seen this before in our history? Oh, we're reverting back into these days. It's just terrible. And Jen Psaki said, never have I seen such horrific things. Well, they did this whole investigation and found out nobody did anything. Nobody did one damn thing wrong. Have you heard an apology? Have you heard the President of the United States come out and say, we were misinformed, we apologize to the brave border agents who were just doing their job, and they were wrongfully accused of horrific things by my administration? No, you're not going to hear that. And the only reason they said it to begin with is they wanted to rile you up. They wanted you to believe it. They knew from the very beginning that wasn't the case. But they sure as hell wasted enough taxpayer dollars doing the investigations on them, didn't they? In hopes, against hope, something would stick. But it didn't. Because there was nothing. This entire administration is exactly like that investigation. There's nothing there, folks. It's smoke and mirrors. Joe Biden is the Wizard of Oz. And everything is just smoke and mirrors illusion. And they're leading you down a path where you're going to march yourself into the sea like lemmings and drown. And we're seeing it already. 9.1% inflation, which is really a lot more like 11.2 and maybe higher. Eggs are up 30%. Gas is double. You're going to tell me we're only 9.1% inflation? Please. Just you wait. Winter's coming, and it's going to be a long, hard winter, just like Joe Biden predicted last year. And if you're a Republican, I want you to remember that every time Lindsey Graham gets on television and says, Joe Biden's such a wonderful man, I can't tell you what a good friend he is and how honorable and righteous he is. I want you to remember that your enemies aren't just the people on the other side of the aisle. Americans need to take back their own country by their vote. And they need to vote for people who have their best interest in heart, not the best interest of the candidate at heart, not the best interest of the party at heart, the best interest of the American people at heart. And that doesn't matter whether you're a liberal, Democrat, conservative, independent, or whatever the hell else you are. The job of the president is to put the people first. The job of your politicians is to put the people first, not themselves first, not their power first. Do you feel more empowered than you were? Is your life better off than it was? I bet you the answer is absolutely not. So why you keep voting for this?